Absolutely not.
We'd like to.
And if you would ever be able to do that for us, we'd appreciate it.
That's easy.
We're mere legislators, and we're part-timers at that. So.
There's an old saying, you can walk on water if you know where the rocks are.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, we'll use that one. Okay, you want to sign in on our magic board here?
Sure.
He brought a bio for you.
Oh, good.
I'll give you some stuff. I brought four because I was told to bring four.
That's a good idea. Always bring four.
There you go.
Legislator Myers, add to her.
Thank you.
File, one for me and two for
the
file.
Thank you.
Okay, the Stormwater Management, the Stormwater Advisory Board is as you know, and I've indicated here, sprung from the disasters we had over the last 5 years or so for flooding incidents, but is in fact an attempt to bring to fruition projects that have been kicking around for 60 years, maybe more. It is neat to have somebody who comes out of Yonkers. And so tell me, or tell us, what it is that motivates you to get involved in this.
Well, as a public service, people have got to step up to the plate today. We've had too many problems in the past where nobody cares. Other people take the bull by the horns and nothing gets done. I was on a committee for the Yonkers Racetrack when they built it. With Tim Rooney, the owner,
were the days.
And his son-in-law, Bob Gutierrez. And they had disastrous results. I recommended things that they do, they did not do. We had severe flooding. I live on the grounds of the racetrack in the back, and I have a stream that runs past my home. Bernice Spreckman had people from the county come take a water sample in my basement and in my backyard and construed that it was water coming from Hillview Reservoir. There are two pipes that come from, well, let me back up. Your water system west of the Hudson River, which I've had properties, owned properties up there, Shokan, Cannonsville, Downsville, all the reservoirs, when they flow down for the water that we drink, goes under the Hudson River at Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once it's under the Hudson River, there's a pumping station called the Chelsea Pumping Station, New York City owns. They lift that water up, and then it gravity flows and comes back down. Under Central Avenue, there are two pipes, about 15 to 18 feet in diameter, 300 feet under the ground. On about a 30 to a 35 degree angle, they bend just about by Central Avenue and Yonkers Avenue. And from 300 feet down, they come up. They go into the chlorination station that's on, for better purposes, the northwest corner of the Hillview Reservoir. That's where it's chlorinated, and then it goes into the reservoir itself. Then it drops down on the south end, goes into the water tunnels, water tunnel 1, 2, and 3. And it's distributed throughout the five boroughs at 700 feet, 800 feet, 900 feet, these tunnels. There is a constant leakage. If you were to look in there, and this is National Geographic, it's the only time in their history took a complete, from front to back, all about water. You'll see that in the 85-mile stretch, they lose 35 million gallons of water a day. Now, what that is doing is undermining the ground below us. Water, when it comes down, washes away. When it washes away, the only place it goes is to the oceans. and it fills up the oceans. The water that the dinosaurs drank thousands upon thousands of years ago and urinated is the same water that all of us here drink right now today. It stays on the earth. Doesn't go away. What's happening now with the polar ice cap, about 70% of the world's water is frozen in ice, and it's melting. And what's happening is the ocean is rising up incrementally. It'll take another 100 years before this all happens. But the earth moves and shifts, and the water, really 70% of the earth's surface is water, holds everything together. And yet in the inner core is why you have your earthquakes. Everything is moving, shifting. Water comes down. It takes about 7 years for the water that you put in your garden to actually go down and get filtered and go into the aquifers. So what's happening is, as water is coming up incrementally, and you're trying to bring water through either the Sawmill River, through Mamaroneck, the Bronx River, you're pushing against the ocean. And it just won't happen. My thoughts were to take, one of the problems would be to take Sprain Lake, the reservoir. Well, we'll call it Sprain Lake for all intents and purposes. In sometime in March, pump it down. As the flooding occurs and as the rain occurs, you have catch basins with pumps, and you pump that water back up into wherever you... Let me stop for a second and tell you that the most important thing, this has got to be mapped. You have to map. I'm going all over the place. I'm confusing you. So
No, not at all. No, I've spent the past 4 years on a flood action task force.
His property that I'm buying in the Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina area, because from 2012 to 2022, it's going to have the highest growth rate in the United States, number one. And they categorized it in 12 cities, and this will be number one. So when I buy property, I look to make sure it's not in a floodplain. Now, these people love to go by the ocean. They love to go by a brook and a stream. Mm-hmm. Consequently, we have disastrous circumstances. I have property in the Cayman Islands, lost the house twice, a property in Utah, Arizona, Mexico, and we've had flooding problems. So I'm well aware of what, and I do building, I own restaurants, and we have to put in water retention now over the parking lot. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people don't understand. Without water, any place in our solar system that we have looked at, by the way, I have a friend that just came down, it was 6 months, Ron Garin Jr. up in the space shuttle. I've been down, I stayed with him for a week, watched the blast off and so forth, so I'm pretty familiar with what goes on. I survived 2 plane crashes, grizzly bear attack, fell out of a car when I was 5 years old on the Bronx River Parkway, got run over by a motorcycle. I'm still here. So
oh
God
goodness,
has been
yes.
phenomenally good to me. But
there's probably an alternative explanation for that. We won't go into that.
God only knows. But what I'm saying is people don't, the only way you can take this from where we are, now, I'll give you a perfect example. The Army Corps of Engineers came in to the Somme River Basin in Yonkers. They put up 2 walls, approximately 12 feet wide, and at some spots 14, 15 feet high. With 6 inches of rain in this area, we miss by about 4 inches. The water comes up. How do I know that? When Irene came, I have property on the Hudson River in Yonkers, on where the prison is there, Alexander Street. I got flooded. My equipment had 4 feet of water. Mm-hmm. I had 4 sandbags high, and the water was 3 feet over the 4 sandbags. So water is a problem. Another problem that we have that we take for granted that we don't see, when you see heavy rain, you'll always see sewers backing up. You'll see the manholes in the middle of the road shooting geysers up, water coming up, because of the fact with urban sprawl, we're paving more. Mm-hmm. Water can't get into the ground, so it runs to its easiest spot. Water never goes uphill, it goes downhill. So we really don't know how much is plugged up with sediment. We don't know what is broken, what has collapsed. So what we see every day, if you look at, you know, fall water and see what water does, we seem to not grasp the fact of what we have underneath us that's a problem too. But the basic matter is that you can't fight the ocean. But you can, with systems, pump the water. It's like your bathtub. You got to hold it and then let it out slower after the rain stops, is what I see. I mean, you can get, first of all, you're going to need a hydrologist. You need someone that knows about water. And water is all calculated on what they call cubic feet per second. That's how water in slang talk and water people, it's cubic feet a second. It's how many cubic feet flow past you at a, you know, at a given time. And then that calculates a cubic foot of water. If you take 12 by 12 by 12, it's 1,728, I think. You divide it by 231 cubic inches in a gallon, you get 7.8 or 7.9, so almost 8 gallons of water. So you put that in context, and you can determine and get, like, these I get every month. These are, I'll leave these with you. These are different magazines that I get from my business, building magazines and so forth. But what you have to do is, like I say, we got to face reality. You can't put the water in your back pocket, and you can't fight the ocean. So you got to have a place to put it.
This is a particular body of men and women who are going to be involved in this, trying to plan for and move the county forward in making investments in flood prevention and the larger issues that you're talking about. It's going to meet with some regularity. Are you going to, given all the investments and all the other things you're doing, are you going to be able to have the time to participate in these meetings if they meet, say, twice a month?
In the evening or when?
I don't know.
They generally meet during the day,
during the day side.
I have a feeling, I'm not sure, actually. The Flood Action Task Force, when we were working, met in the mornings starting at 8. We met from 8 to 10, 8 to 9:30. Because we utilized, and I think it would be the same way, it utilizes, this committee will utilize the Commissioner of Planning in the county as its director, I guess we called it. And the planning department in the county has a lot of this engineering information, and there have been studies done. They had a contract with a group called HydroQual, which did a lot of the computer modeling that is talking exactly about what you're speaking of. But in order to access that, it seemed best that we meet in the planning department, and that was during, you know, while the county office building was open.
Sure, daylight hours, right. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing. It's going to take a commitment. Your resume does not scream out to me that you do things just to put them on your resume. You do things.
No, that's how I got where I am.
Right. So this is it's a little bit of a hard edge question, but the question is, are you going to be able to put the time into this sort of thing?
Do you? Can you? The winter months are the hardest for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, up until, if we get a bad snowstorm, I have contracts with FedEx, UPS, and I go crazy. You can look at my hands and see I work. I'm 7 days a week, hands on. I don't. If there's a problem, I jump right in.
Yeah, you seem to be the guy who's the master at repairing tow trucks.
Well, I'm into railroads. Right.
Well, but see, this is the thing. I think we're looking for people who are outside the box to a certain extent. We can get all the ex-bureaucrats and retired engineers we need. But a guy who comes at this from a different perspective could be valuable to us. But frankly, it's not going to be the sort of thing that we can take on a 50% show rate.
Right, I understand that.
All right. So We're not making decisions today or anything like that. We've got a body of people we're interviewing, and so
I'm just looking to help in any
way that I can. And I would say on behalf of the committee that, that we're very grateful for your putting yourself forward, and tell Bernice that you gave us a good, credible shot, because we appreciate it.
Well, look, if you want to call, I have a publishing business in Florida I got to worry about. I've got a business in Mexico. I've got a real estate business out of the country. So I'm always, you know, on the go with different things. I have a severe flooding problem right now in Utah in a ranch that I have in property. We got 38 feet of snow this winter. And we have, and then we get, this is kid stuff compared to what we have. The only thing we have out there, we have tremendous land.
Yeah.
To, you know, regulate and you know, what has to be done. So I know about water, but that's beside. Do you have any that will formulate and say an email or to say, look, 2 weeks from now, on a Tuesday, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. So I'm kept in the loop, not.
Well, we could certainly, we always build lists of people who are interested. Even if you're not appointed, we would build a list that would include you to being kept in the loop. Very often, if we meet in the board's committee room, those meetings are streamed live and archived. If they're off-site, they generally aren't, but minutes are prepared and those are circulated. So we can do that, too.
Yeah, I'm not looking, listen. For no accolades, no glory, no newspapers, none of that. If I can help,
this doesn't tell me that.
If I don't get on to a committee, that would be just as well too. What I'm doing here is
tap your.
I want to be able to help you.
Yeah,
that's
and I appreciate
important.
It.
Boy, that because you got great. A lot of people losing. You know, everybody talks about this game about insurance. People lose their behinds. Never get what you think you're going to get.
That's true.
Plus, there's so much that's gone that can't even be replaced.
What we have here is nothing. If you go up into Margaretsville, Fleischmann's, up in the Catskill region, towns are gone. They're wiped out. They're completely gone.
Yep.
Just lost. So people don't realize, you know, Jersey, you have to see Jersey. I'm out in Jersey every day. It's pitiful what's going on.
All right, thank you, sir.
Oh, wow, but thank you. And we can have this? Well, we don't mind. Sure.
You can have that.
These we can, great.
You can take, if you want the pump, sink,
sure.
Take that.
Thank
you. Can call and see what goes on. And
thanks
right.
very much.
For your time, I appreciate it.
Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thanks again. There's a good thing in there when Grandma goes to court. You should, you'll keep it forever. It is something that when you read it, you'll it's unbelievable.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. Okay. Read that for a second.
Thanks
okay, very much. Absolutely.
I hope not these are lawyers and judges.
No, we're not.
Besides, we feel like making fun of lawyers and judges whenever we see them, so not a problem.
It's a rip.
Okay, we got somebody next?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you have a card?
I do.
Have any?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you mine.
Thank you.
That's very
what do you
good.
Think?
That's cute.
That's a rip and a half.
Oh, yeah. If either of you idiots ask her if she knows me.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yes. That's very funny. Thank
MT
you so much.
MT stands for what?
I'm sorry?
MT?
Master Toman.
Master Toman. Okay. Yeah. Great.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
So let's see what happens.
Right.
Thank you, sir, very
God
much.
God bless you. Thanks
okay.
again.
Thank
have a great
so
day.
Much.
Thank you.
It's typical of what Bernice brings to the table.
Sure.
If you ever did any of her shows, you'd see these guys in profusion.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, good hearts, and I mean, who knows? I mean, he's talking the lives of at least four people, and he describes what he does. So.
Yeah.
Did Melanie speak to you about the point about Public Works?
No.
There's your items on the agenda.
What item? Good. Transportation? Busing?
Yeah, so you need to make sure you're...
Two things?
You had one thing I know that was on the agenda today on the bus cancellation.
They're doing it now. Thank you.
Great.
They're doing other items first. Excuse me? You should go sign in so they have a call.
Hello.
Hi,
Bill Burton.
Joe Burton. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. How are you, man?
Good. I'm Judy Myers.
Judy, you're going to have to fly.
I will. I'll be right back.
All right. Please, sit down.
Sure. Can I take somebody's seat here?
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
We'll even give you a pen.
Oh,
my
God. About the African American Advisory Board.
Well, I read a lot of their, booklet they put out about the all the issues that face the African American community. I realized after going to a couple of meetings what their purpose is to make the government and community aware of issues in the African American community and raise awareness. County government and communities, churches, what the needs are. And I learned on the off cue that it was started years ago by local grassroots people in the county, Westchester County. So I'm learning. It's been actually the two sessions I went is an education all by itself. So.
Yeah, well, that's why we do these things. To very much and people come and go on boards, and so we're always looking for new new talent.
Right.
And this is important. I'm not trying to set you up for a fall here, but just asking you about the what Mr. Brown is aware of for the board.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right here.
Sorry, I have.
You say you've been to a couple of the meetings.
Yeah.
And what do you see as the contribution you could make to this group?
Well, believe it or not, it's a hard question only because
I know
the issue is so complicated. I mean, they're simple in expression, but there are a lot of issues, you know, facing the county and community at large. But anyway, my contribution could be my energy, my professionalism, my experience, my people skills, my love for the community, and to piggyback on the board members who've been there a while and just add to insight, give a fresh perspective, being someone who hasn't been on the board. I guess grassroots energy, because I think if you're on the board so long, you can tend to you go through a routine. I think fresh blood is good, so I think that's the perspective. Like I said, still a young man, I think. I like to have some energy to give.
Not necessarily speaking to people who are opposed to that around here.
Did you say you'd been to some of their meetings?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay. So you know the kinds of things that are being discussed.
Yes. Economic.
Now, you've been involved in police work and public safety work.
Oh, yes.
And then you went into the bureaucracy 15 years ago at Weill Cornell.
Yes.
And that's a shift.
It's a major shift. The safety issues are totally different. The times change, as you know, throughout the years. Surveillance, we have surveillance. You have physical, internal, electrical security. It's a mess. It's a massive change in the world today. As a matter of fact, public safety is not the same. We went to, you know, the electronic surveillance, crime by video, and then you have the new thing where if you fire a firearm, the
oh yes, shot.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, this is the age we're going to. So this is the age I went into when I went to Cornell.
I think we only have that in Mount Vernon and Yonkers.
And again, that's where a lot of the shootings are.
That's where most.
Now you started out in your career in Mount Vernon.
Yes.
But you weren't a police officer, you were in ordnance?
Yes.
Which is what, if you'll forgive me?
Well, that's what you do is, well, as a police officer enforces all the criminal, mm-hmm. you enforce all the civil. Building, DPW, code violation, ordinance book for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So you enforce all those things. Same concept, a gun, a police car, an office, though, you're an office because you have to do a lot of administrative duties.
But you're sworn.
Yes, and you okay. you also investigate all the licensee applicants who apply for any type of city licenses.
Oh, I see, okay.
So, yeah, and you give a report on that. And
as opposed to walking a beat? And
yeah,
and
it's
all
a lot more plush and prestigious.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
And you went through the academy, though?
Well, not for the same thing as police officer. You go through firearms training, you go through, there's an 8-hour class that you have to go through certified by law. Instruction on firearms is required by law before mm-hmm. you actually carry a gun. Mm-hmm. What the do's and don'ts are. Yep. I actually teach that class now myself.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. Then you have to go to firearms instruction, you have to pass. That's a state requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of it is on the job training, really.
Okay. And have you had any work with youth or women specifically, or is your activity been more of a management area?
Well, in management, you know, the employees, you deal with both.
Right? Well, sure. But I mean, as generally, as a population.
Not youth, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, women, absolutely, but not youth.
Yeah, okay.
So, I haven't dealt with youth in a long time, other than my kids.
Other than your kids. Well, that counts. That counts for a lot, actually. And how long have you lived in Hartsdale?
4 years, 4.5 years.
Oh.
April was 4 years.
And you came from where?
White Plains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why the White Plains public safety.
No, Cornell has a campus in White Plains. The psychiatric unit on Dale Road.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I never think of that as a Cornell
facility.
They
sent me there because they had an organizational structural change in the director and. They knew I lived there, and I already ran the investigation unit downtown, so they asked me to take over interim.
Okay.
And I did. You know how you, at that level, you let a director go, you have to have somebody fill in right away before you...
Absolutely.
So I did. I went in, took over for a while, and restructured the security department, and psychiatric hospitals, it also has a elementary, junior high, and high school on it, so you have to have a public safety director because... You have all these issues, and the difference between a regular school and that's of those school for people who have who are being treated for psychiatric challenges is that their laws, the state laws, are different. You can't have certain doors, types of locks on the doors. You have to have certain type of monitoring in the hallways. Bathrooms have to be a certain way. So it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the laws and regulations, you have to have somebody that has health care experience in that type of.
I see.
Designs. So I went there for a year and a half, then went back down there.
So you've been a commuter?
Yeah, I hate commuting. That was a nightmare.
Huh?
Yeah. I actually reached a point where I really couldn't do it anymore. So I decided to come try to get a job locally.
And
I wound up at, you didn't know my last job. I wound up at Regeneron.
Where?
Regeneron Pharmaceutical in Tarrytown?
No, don't know that at all.
Yeah, it's on, Regeneron, the strange thing about Regeneron, it borders Tarrytown, Elmsford, Hawthorne, and Greenberg, the land.
Okay.
So, but legally it's Tarrytown.
Okay.
So I'm the account manager for the security department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a reasonably large company, isn't it?
92 acres, 7 buildings, 1,500 employees.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Surveillance galore, 24-hour security, roving patrol, everything.
And when did you start with that?
June.
Sure. Okay. Could you do me a great favor and get me an updated resume?
Sure. I could email it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, just send it to Melanie.
Sure. Sure.
Because I think it's important.
Absolutely.
As you see, we're not exactly fully qualified here with the committee. We usually have three members here. So all I want to do is I want to circulate this to people so that they can see what they're voting on. All right. As far as I'm concerned, I think this is terrific, and I really appreciate, frankly, as a speaking for the board, appreciate your willingness to serve on this sort of body. And
it's a great education so far.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, it's one of the reasons why I got into politics, so I got to snoop in people's houses and learn something, meet new people.
Right. Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have this tomorrow morning. You know what, Mel? You don't have to look on your computer later. You'll have tonight. But tomorrow you get it.
Yeah, she doesn't take her work on.
Oh, I don't blame you.
She takes her BlackBerry.
Fortunately, I do. I have one.
You don't have a BlackBerry. Only we have BlackBerries. We're the ones who get help.
From home.
Thank you, sir, very much for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Now we've got one more.
Homer, yeah.
Is he here?
I don't know. I'm going to go check.
Okay.
He's the town supervisor up by Pete.
What? No, he's not a town supervisor.
Or he's a something.
Oh, well, maybe, but supervisor's not. I don't think. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mr. Paul.
And where would you like me?
Right here is fine. Bill Burton.
How are you? Bill?
Glad to meet you.
I don't know if you remember, but we took one of those assessment classes about 20 years ago together.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
Or not, maybe not 20 years ago.
And you worked for Mount Kisco, didn't you?
Yes, still with Mount Kisco, too.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, really? That's terrific.
I know, I can't believe it either.
You, on the other hand, stuck with the business, and I did not.
Well, I left it after, because I did the, I was assessor for many years, and then the board appointed me assistant village manager back in 2004, and then became village manager in 2006.
Oh, terrific. Moving right up the ladder. Probably what I should have done is become a village manager. It's a much more quiet life.
right.
like Mike Blau has right now.
Indeed. Yeah.
So they grab your butt and throw you onto this thing?
So it seems.
How do you let them do that? Don't you have enough trouble?
I do, but let's look. I think we're all trying to volunteer our time, and these are all important subjects.
Yeah.
So these are commitments that we need to make.
Mm-hmm. What particular part of this grabs you?
To be honest, I must say I really don't know. I don't know exactly what the shape of the committee, how the committee is taking shape. I haven't seen
neither
anything in terms of what the mission is.
Neither
so,
do we.
But
it's actually been formed in pursuit of the stormwater management law, which this board passed several months ago. And so that will give you as much as we know about its future. Its past sprung from the flooding problems that happened during Katrina and now, of course, impetus with Irene and all sorts of other things. But you can have that. It's an old
topic. There are actually resumes attached to
the are there? I didn't know we had that.
Okay.
I didn't see them.
So you can have...
Take the law.
You can import it.
Well, of course...
So
it
hasn't been formed yet. We know that the structure is 5 members appointed by the Board of Legislators and 5 members appointed by the County Executive. The County Executive has not forwarded his members yet and may not forward them to us. He may just put out 5 names and then somehow a first meeting will be called. But we're at the very earliest stages. And much of what needs to be done on this is to pull it together and try to manage the process of obtaining a consensus among the municipalities as well as the county, because there are funding issues, and always the province of educated people and politicians, which usually means the educated people have to run things. And it's going to be tough, because these solutions have been punted for 50, 60, 70 years, and how we get there is a good question.
Indeed. Well, of course, the village is part of the East of Hudson, obviously. We're part of the Northern Westchester Watershed Coalition. We're part of QWIC, the Groton-Kensico Watershed and Municipal Coalition. And, I mean, as you know, our group, under the leadership of Mary Beth, has been working real hard to address our MS4 compliance issues and to hopefully formalize an IMA with the county to access our water quality improvement monies to do all our retrofit projects and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, Mount Kisco, through me as the liaison and that, representing the village, has been active with that group. And of course, the village has, like most of the other communities, says we have our issues of flooding. And we're at a time and place now, too, where we're examining all of our stormwater. I mean, we have always been examining all of our stormwater. I guess it's as being part of those 6 minimum measures that we have to meet as part of the DEC requirement. But, too, we're looking at all our catch basins and where our stormwater goes and what the impact is, what it has on the rest of the areas along the Somo River, where most of ours drains. But certainly I would say that I recognize the challenges that anytime you need to bring a group this large, the fact that these issues, as we know, just across so many jurisdictional boundaries, and the funding mechanisms are clearly so challenging. But I would say certainly my experience and interest with the efforts to form our corporation within our own little group of QUIC and in Northern Westchester, you know, I think that's certainly been helpful in helping me to understand the bigger issues.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Al Gatta has been involved in this thing from the get-go, and but of course he's Southern County, and Pete is Northern County. I'm Northern mm-hmm. County, and we're interested in being sure that this is balanced out so that it's not all the guys down the other end of the system who are then just hurling curses back north at all of us who throw water into the system. But actually, we have a seat at the table on this as well. But it is going to be a challenge, and part of the question that I would have would be, do you envision that you'll be able to get, if this thing is, if they start to meet once a month during the day, or is this going to present a problem for you to participate in fully in this?
Yeah, that's an important. And the meetings are so it's once a month.
Well, this is a hypothetical because, as I said, the committee hadn't even been appointed yet, let alone anything else. But I would say yes, because we intend to, we expect that the staffing will come from the planning department, and that's going to be dayside stuff.
Right. Well, as I said, I think it's important that we make these commitments. And, mm-hmm. and you're right, the northern end of the county has to be balanced. With all due respect to Al, he's going to be focused on his area. So I would certainly be willing to make the time commitment for that.
Okay.
And I appreciate Peter's expressing his interest in having Mount Kisco participate.
Well, it's important that we have some of this, as I say, it's got to be balanced off because we got too many problems on the southern end. I mean, they're the ones who are being, you know, flooded out. I mean, they're parts of Amerenac are essentially uninhabitable, not because they aren't inhabited, but because they keep being flooded. And there comes a point where they're just going to be too waterlogged, and they're going to be, you know, they're cracking their foundations, and they're just going to be gone. So there's a lot of that stuff that we just don't see up north, but at the same time we've got so many other issues that are going on with it. So
we do. Well, I will say Mount Kisco perhaps is somewhat unique, as it always is for the northern end of the county, because we are more of an urban center, and with the most recent storm we got hit very hard, and we have a significant number of catch basins in the village. We have a lot of impervious surface and limited areas for the water to be channeled, and it's we've made some changes over the years, but we have our infamous sawmill pump station located along the sawmill, which during these significant rain events becomes an island unto itself. And something needs to be addressed. I mean, as we speak, we've just finished smoke testing and visually inspecting with cameras all our sanitary sewers in the village, because
the entire thing, everything,
the entire thing. And it started.
Whoa.
I know the county board did it back 20 years ago.
Sure.
But this time we did a much more aggressive campaign. I reached out to all the property owners, commercial, residential, told them we're going to be doing smoke testing. Don't panic if you happen to have gas that comes back up into your house or smoke. But we're under our own mandate with the DEC and DEP to limit that stormwater that's into the sanitary sewer.
And this terrific. Is, you know, and then you get to pay for it. So how much did you find?
I got to tell you, there's clearly some low-hanging fruits. Some of those, much of our system, the sanitary sewer system, was actually located in the former New York City lands, wetlands that were transferred to the village as part of that infamous tri-party agreement between Mount Kisco, the county, and the DEP, back when they were trying to get Pepsi into northern Westchester, up into Somers. So you have sewers that are in manholes located in a wetlands that were meant to flood. That's our runoff area. So, and some of those are cracked, and we're going to make some additional repairs, try to further seal them. But troubling, what's troubling is when we find some complexes like the newly formed on Kisco Commons, you know, the old bazaar mall, and you find that some of those storm drains are tied into the sanitary sewer. But the overtime that we incurred having to man that pump station for the last 2 weeks, including 6 days, up until 6 days after an event, to try to control the flow of water. And it's basically clear water that's coming into the... And obviously, our facility is not alone. This is partly what's plaguing some of the other facilities in the county. So
all the river towns have all this problem.
What's that?
The river towns have this problem from the year one, because that's the way it
right.
works.
Same thing. Yeah, you have
well,
it in some
well, of sewage it. And stormwater and send it to the Hudson. Thank you very much. What's the problem? Mm. So, sure.
But, you know, so in that regard, though, but because Mount Kisco is more urban, we do... Even as of now, I got another call today from someone who said, Jim, I have to have a water main break on my hillside. Because, again, we're seeing places with rainwater that you never would have had it. The ground is just that saturated. So it's now, on the one hand, we're going to be pulling the stormwater out of the sanitary sewer, which is good because it doesn't overwhelm the county trunk line. But on the other hand, we're going to be putting that stormwater someplace else. So... that too has its challenges, and we're looking at areas within the village that we can dredge. And but there's no doubt about it. It's a challenge, and what we do in Mount Kisco will have an effect, maybe not necessarily on the Mamaroneck side, but will have an effect in the lower areas of the county. And it's and for that matter, what's coming into Mount Kisco from Bedford, what eventually moves into the Kisco River. Is happening from upstream. So the fact that everyone is recognizing that it clearly is much more than any one particular town, for that matter, even beyond the county, is a significant start. But funding is clearly always a problem. Our engineer is Dolph Rodfeld, and every time I talk to him about Mamaroneck, he says, Jim, I have an answer. but they are
Dolph does have the answer. He engineered that 50 years ago.
But it's, you know, in the case of Scarsdale, look, you can only put so many dry wells in on properties. I'm actually surprised I didn't hear of more issues down in that area from the recent flooding. But perhaps I was just so focused on Mount Kisco and getting
well, one of the other things is if you use the Salmo River Parkway as a catchment basin and just let it flood, which was the original design of the whole thing.
Right,
so,
right.
And now that we're taking that stuff seriously, why we're screwed. I mean, and it's a really difficult problem to come up with, and how you're going to do that. You're certainly just not going to raise the Salmo River Parkway and put it on stilts and then drive merrily along. You just can't do that. So this is the challenge. Well, all right. I think this is terrific. I'm really glad that you're willing to pick up the baton here and do this. The arrangement is we're interviewing and interviewing and interviewing, and then we're going to have to pick five people. I think you're the only person from the northern end. So we'll just see how it goes. Don't, on the other hand, sit by your phone, because this stuff is going to take a while.
Indeed. But yes, I think I appreciate you bringing me down here. Yes, we do need to keep it balanced, but I think it's important that we try to make it as inclusive as possible. I know Al has his...
Al's got his thing. Al's a very forceful guy.
He is.
And I love him dearly. But Al's from Scarsdale. And he's at the receiving end, not the rest of it. So, great. Anyway, thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you coming.
Thanks, yep.
And you can pretty much figure your way out.
Yes.
Turn left, turn right.
Thanks so much.
There's the door.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.